Off the ball
on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action
right,
from your tablet or mobile phone straight
and,
to your TV.
We've got Don McLean on the line and John Duggan with us in studio. Gents, very good evening to you.
Ger, how you doing?
Hi, Ger.
So good and bad news really coming through the week. We'll start maybe with the bad news. Fianna was a horse that we as a sports department had a great love for. Big wins across the season last year back in Fianna. And a champion bumper winner, Don, this is obviously a horse that had a massive future ahead as opposed to this being a horse who kind of was at the end of their career.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jared. Look, it's just one of those things that happens in racing. And she wasn't even racing, Jared. Like she wasn't even working. She was just cantering before she was going to do a piece of work, and she broke her hind leg. Now it's desperate for Gordon Elliott and for the Giddings family, who have owned her and seen her through. Like Gordon Elliott, he's trained her to win her last three bumpers, including, as you said, at Cheltenham, and then she came out to Punchestown. And the way she won at Cheltenham, like she got left at the start, and she had to come through her field to win it, which was one of the races of the festival. And then she was really impressive in winning her maiden hurdle. So look, it's desperate, and for Gordon Elliott and his team, it's particularly harsh because just 2 weeks previously they lost Mega Fortune as well, Chris Jones's horse, who fell fatally at the second last flight at Limerick, and he was going to win. So look, it's desperate, and you have to feel for everybody involved here, but I suppose from a wider context, it's that potential that you spoke of unfulfilled. You know, when you have a horse with the ability that Fianna had, and she doesn't get the chance to utilise it or to truly fulfil her potential, then it just leaves a big hole.
In a weird way, having Davy Russell on board is actually, like, it's much better than if it would have been one of the just stable hands who happened to be on board.
Yeah, he's used to the tragedy of racing, both human and equine, and only the third mare to win a champion bumper. She took off like an airplane at Cheltenham. I remember being there and I was going, I can't believe the horse came from so far back, 13th with a furlong to go, and flew up the hill. And also with racing, like, you got Giggins 10, you got JP McManus, you've all these big owners, Rich Ritchie. This was a horse that Jamie Codd, who rode the winner at Cheltenham, sourced for the Gittins family. And it's desperate for them because you've got a dream. You've got a dream. You've got the potential. You've seen your horse win at Cheltenham. You're in the winner's enclosure at Cheltenham. Where's the summit? You don't know. And she would have had a weight allowance. And they're such amazing animals that you've got a ton of horse going at such speed, 37, 40 miles an hour. But the legs are so fragile and they're so delicate and a routine piece of work. And it really, we were talking here last week about Gordon Elliott and six winners in one day. And when I watched Mega Fortune earlier this month, I knew the horse was dead the moment it hit the ground at Limerick. I just was gutted. You have that six feeling in your stomach as a fan, not of betting, but of actually horse racing, which is primarily why I'm a fan, because I love the animals. I love the art of horse racing. I love watching a horse jump fences. And we would have seen Fianna go possibly to the top over hurdles this season. So it's tragic. And also with all these training fees and, you know, people don't see the other side of racing, like the hard graft Gordon Elliott puts in.
A lot of hard work.
You know, and the training fees. And it's desperately sad.
All right. Aidan O'Brien is, this is the good news of the week, on the cusp of a world record here. Don, we expect that he's going to get this done at some point over the remainder of the season.
Yeah, look, I'm sure he will, Jared. Look, it looked like that for a while. He had Hydrangea, won the Fillies and Mares Stakes at Ascot last weekend, and that was his 25th Group 1 win of the year, which, like, you know, we talk about it, and we've talked about it for a while, that he was on track and he was ahead of last year's schedule. But to have 25 Group 1 winners in a year, to equal, like, it's a world record. Bobby Frankel did it, I think it was in 2003 that he did it, maybe John know better, but I think it was 2003. So the record has stood. And plus, Bobby Frankel did it in America where, look, you know, maybe the Americans say their grade ones are more difficult to win. But the competition in Europe is so intense that to win 25 Group 1 races here, it's a phenomenal achievement. Like, Dean Ivory only had his first Group 1 winner there on Saturday when he won the sprint with Le Breeze a Breeze. So, and he's a very, very good trainer who's been training and came close with Tropics in a July Cup. So it just shows, it's very, very difficult to win one Group 1 race. So to win 25 in the space of a year, and I know Aidan O'Brien has the horses to do it, but he's got there through his own work. He was doing it with lesser horses before he ever went to Ballydoyle. he's proven over the last decades that he can do it with top class horses as well. And yeah, look, he's got four runners in the Racing Post Trophy at Doncaster tomorrow, so he's long odds on to do it tomorrow. If he doesn't do it tomorrow, it'll probably be on to the Breeders' Cup, where he's got, I'd say, probably his strongest team ever going to the Breeders' Cup over in California at Del Mar. And it would be probably, possibly an even better story if he were to go to America and win his 26th group or grade one race of the season over in America. But however it pans out, if he doesn't win another race, Chair, it's a fantastic achievement to have done what he's done this year.
It's kind of like we take the genius for granted.
We do, because if we qualify against Denmark for the World Cup, undoubtedly Martin O'Neill at the Phillips Awards would be the manager of the year this year.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know.
You're on that judging panel.
I am, yeah. So couldn't breach any confidences yet. We haven't had our meeting.
Jim Gavin would definitely be in the hunt after three All-Irelands in a row. But we sometimes forget Aidan O'Brien. If he breaks this record, worldwide record, for all time, and like horses trained in England and France and the United States, this is the big stuff for Aidan O'Brien, and he's going to do it. We know it, probably in the Racing Post race tomorrow. As you said, Don, the Breeders' Cup would be great, but the man is a magician, and he's got to keep on performing and every single year. And I'll never get over the fact that, I know it was a Shantia, wasn't it, Longchamp, but Aidan O'Brien trained the first three in the ARC, the European Championship of Flat Racing last year. And to me, the man, we talk about Vincent O'Brien, who'd probably been the greatest racing figure of all time. In 20, 30 years, we'll be looking back at Aidan O'Brien, but he'd still be going, but we'll be looking at him contemporarily as the greatest of all time.
Yeah, and his kids will be winning everything that they enter as well. So it's an incredible story. Let's move on and talk about the actual racing on the track. Today at Cheltenham, Don, the Square in the Air Novices Chase went to post 2:35, and the winner was North Hill Harvey at 10-3, beating a fairly heavily backed Sorial at 11-8.
Yeah, it was a good race, Chair. Like, you know, it was the first meeting at Cheltenham this season, so Cheltenham's opened its doors. We're up and running at Cheltenham for the year, so that's great. So Royal was a high class hurdler last season, and he'd had a run over fences this year. This season he won at Warwick a few weeks ago, and won fairly impressively that day. And he was taking on North Hill Harvey, who won the Greatwood Hurdle last year. And in fact, Dan Skelton said, his trainer said before the race today, that if he'd had him again, had the year again, he probably would have campaigned him a little bit more busily, because he left him off after that to bring him to the County Hurdle at Cheltenham, and that just didn't work out. He said maybe the horse needs the racing. So he was very good today. Actually, So Royal came and took it off him. Looked like he was going to go and win it. But North Hill Harvey battled back really, really well. And I'd say they're two horses who they'll definitely make their mark in better novice chases throughout the season. And the fourth horse, Move at the Times, he just ran, like, he was a likely race hurdle last year. He finished second in the Big Betfair Hurdle at Newbury in February. He ran just as if he might come on a bit for the run, and it wouldn't be surprising if he were to make his mark as well, and he could be up there with these two. Like, look, it's a very, very long season stretching out in front of us, Chair, but in time he might prove to be the best of the three in novice chases later in the season.
And are we looking at these horses now that they've performed well at Cheltenham, they're supreme novices later on in the season?
No, these to me are very good handicappers. Very good handicappers. I think you got a quote North Hill Harvey of 33-1 for the Arkle in places, maybe a bit less in places, but a great hurdle is a handicap hurdle. I think I wouldn't be getting carried away, but it does say to me that Dan Skelton, who used to work for Paul Nicholls, is a trainer to be following this season. I think he's a very good trainer and an up-and-coming trainer. I think he's someone, for the people who might not be fully in tune with everything in racing, if you're somebody who maybe just has a look on a Saturday, Dan Skelton is somebody to be on your side, the right side of.
All right, let's talk about the races then tomorrow. Again, we're looking at one at Cheltenham, Doncaster and Leopardstown. So a busy weekend. Tomorrow, Don, the handicap chase at 3:10, the Randox Health Handicap Chase. Your tip here is Le Presien at around about 9-2. Maybe touching favouritism in some places, but second favourite elsewhere?
Yeah, he's kind of behind Double W's, Jer, in the betting. Look, I think we might have backed a couple of times last season as well. He's just a horse that, like, he was a really good novice hurdler. He finished second behind York Hill in the Mersey Hurdle at Aintree. And then last season, he actually won the Grade 2 Novices Chase at Cheltenham's November meeting last year, and it was only a 4 or 5 horse race, and he might not have won it if some plan hadn't fallen. But he won that, and then he moved on from that. He ran really well in the City Honours Chase stand in a race that really wasn't run to suit. He actually was sent off favourite for the Grand Annual at Cheltenham in March, but he just never really got into the race, and then he was disappointing at Punchestown. But look, he's racing off a mark in the kind of mid-140s tomorrow, and you just feel that he's a horse who has the potential to go a fair way beyond that mark. He's only six. He's only run in five or six chases in his life, and he just has that potential. Now, be a bit concerned that 2 miles might be on the sharp side for him. He's probably a horse who'll do better maybe over 2.5 later in the season, but the big field should bring his stamina into play. They should generate a fast pace that should bring stamina into play. And today at Cheltenham, it looked like holding ground today. If they went too fast, they weren't finishing. Like, you really needed to stay it to get up the hill, and as is often the case at Cheltenham. And just to pray, like, Barry Gerhey didn't ride him in his last two races at Cheltenham and Punchestown, so he's back on board tomorrow. Henry de Bromhead sending over some plan who has a chance too. But I just think we haven't seen the best of Leprezian yet, and even over a trip that might prove to be short of his best, I think he'll have a big chance.
Yes, I would probably agree with Don about Leprezian. First run of the season tomorrow. Of course, the colours, JP McManus, Silks, obviously have to be respected. If I was going to have a bet in this race, I'm not. But if I was going to have one, I'd probably go for some plan at the price of 11-1 each way, on the basis that you're taking a chance. You're taking a chance that the horse's recent form has not been that great. But on his best form, I think he's in a decent mark off 11 stone. Andrew Lynch might go out in the van in the front. He beat Road to Respect earlier this year, and we've seen Road to Respect win at Cheltenham and then win recently as well. Going strongly here in that race against Leprezian before falling last year. If the memories don't return, I think at 11-1, he might be worth an each way chance for people who want an interest in this race.
All right, the other two races that we want to talk about are at Doncaster and Leprezian. Let's go to Doncaster first. This is the Racing Post Trophy Stakes. This is a Group 1. This is the Aidan O'Brien Show. Saxon Warrior, the Pentagon, Seahenge and Coat of Arms, all trained by O'Brien. What's going to happen, Don?
Well, he's probably going to win it, Jared. Bottom line, he's won everything else. He's all bound to win it. The market tells us that. Saxon Warrior, he's the choice of Ryan Moore, and you can understand why. He's unbeaten in two. He won the Beresford Stakes last year. It's a Group 2 race. He's only run at the Curragh's run at base this year, and that was only his second run, so he'd probably improve from that. But we've seen all year, Jared, Aidan O'Brien has won Group 1 races with not the first choice. Jamie Heffernan's been a star in that regard. He rides the Pentagon, who again won a Group 3 race, the Turris Stakes at Leopardstown last time. That was back in July. We haven't seen him since, but he's by Galileo out of an Unto Wayne mare who won over a mile and two. So he's stepping up from 7 furlongs to a mile. That should suit him. He's probably a middle distance horse for next year, so he's interesting as well. Jim Bulgersell sends Verbal Dexterity, who is held in really, really high regard by the trainer. He won the Group 1 National Stakes last time. He beat Beckford that day. And I think he was due to run in the Dewhurst, but he was scratched. He just had a bit of a setback before it, but it looks like he's bang on again. Seahenge, another Aidan O'Brien horse, he's won over the track, actually. He won the Champagne Stakes Group 2 race at the St. Ledger meeting. And Chilean, I think, might be the best of the outsiders, Jerry. He's an improving horse. He was very, very impressive in winning a list of days in Haydock last time. And that was on soft ground, but again, it was soft-ish ground at Doncaster today. They actually changed the ground to good to soft in the middle of the day, and it might get even softer than that. The times are fairly slow, so that would suit Chilean again, stepping up to, or, well, he's won over a mile, so the mile suits him. He just could run a wee bit better than odds of 14-1 suggest, but look, you'd love to see Aidan O'Brien winning it.
It's a hard race to have a bet in, really, to be honest, Ger and Don. As 2-year-olds, some of them, you know, decline as the season goes on. Some of them improve, and there's more improvement in them. Bit of money for Gabber, G-A-B, or 25-1 in places today. One a Yarmouth novice for Michael Sedge will have to improve massively on that. But it's the right trainer, the right connections, the McToombs. You never know. I think it's between Saxon Warrior, as Don said. Might improve actually for better ground. Strong support today in the betting into 6-4 and Verbal Dexterity, that horse of Jim Bulger's. Only run on good to yielding was beaten, but I think once again, these trainers are looking for these horses to improve, maybe win tomorrow and then improve as 3-year-olds next season. So I can see it as a battle between Saxon Warrior and Verbal Dexterity. I think the Pentagon, I think, is joint favourite for the Derby at the moment in some places, so he might want a bit further. But a fascinating race to watch even.
Pentagon's joint favourite for the Derby in some places.
Yeah.
Right, but not favourite for this race. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a longer trip. So it's a 4-furlong longer trip in the Derby. So it's more of a middle distance athlete than a sprinter.
All right. The 4:15 at Leopardstown on Saturday. This is the other race, Don, that we want to have a look at here. What exactly are we looking at in terms of this race? This is the Airfield Stakes. Again, a Group 1 race. Sorry, it's a Group 3 race.
Yeah, it's October and November Handicap Day at Leopardstown. It's another juveniles race, and it's a kind of a back end of the season juveniles race. A few of them are fairly lightly raced. Actually, Hazapur of Dermot Wells. Actually, Pat Smullen is suspended on Saturday, so Colin Keane has the opportunity to go. I think he's five clear at the moment in their race. It finishes at Naas on the 5th of November, so next Sunday week is just a week and a day left, or a week and 2 days left. So it looks like Pat Smullen is up against it now. You wouldn't put it past him, but he's up against it to catch Colin Keane. He's five clear. But look, it's a hell of a struggle between the two of them. The two of them have had a fantastic season. But look, Hazapur, Lee Roach rides him for Dermot Wells tomorrow. He won at Galway last month, so I suppose he's favourite, or he's going to be a close favourite up with Saracen Knight, another Aidan O'Brien colt, who won at Maiden at Goran Park there a couple of weeks ago. So I'd say, look, those two set a standard, but it's, you know, as John mentioned there, it's a juveniles race at the end of the season, so it's one to have a look at, like some good horses have won it in the past, like Mikhail Glinka won it a few years ago, Moran won it. So it's a race that can be won by decent juveniles. It's not a race for betting in for me, but it's definitely a race for watching with a view to next season.
I don't really have an opinion on this. I have an opinion on another couple of races. There's a race at Cheltenham, the 2 o'clock. There's a horse called Single Farm Payment, who's the favourite for it, 100-30, around 3-1, 4-1 at the moment. I wanted to punch the wall at Cheltenham earlier in March because I tipped it up and I got beaten a short head. Looked all over the winner, should have won, actually. And I think this horse can definitely do something this season. Hasn't had a run since then, but Single Farm Payment probably will go for the Hennessy at Newbury. There's a horse to keep on the right side of Single Farm Payment in the first at Cheltenham tomorrow.
4-1.
If you want a winner tomorrow, look, I think we had a winner last week. 1-1, Jer. Laura Glitter's 3-1. So we're looking for 2-2. And the one, like, if you just want a winner, Sir Dancelot, Ryan Moore's in the saddle. Sir Dancelot, the 4.35 at Doncaster. You're not going to pay the mortgage off it, but I think it'll win the race.
All right, good stuff. 1-1, that's the type of results that we like. Don, great stuff. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks, see you.
For more from Don, check out donmclean.com. And that is our racing for you this Friday night. Coming up on the show this weekend, we have a very special Winter Olympics panel that Nathan will be telling you all about from 1 o'clock tomorrow. It's a big weekend of Premier League action as well. Up next, though, it's Splonk. Stay tuned.
Off the Ball on Newstalk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.